Father, bless these words in Jesus' name. In Ephesians 4:24, the Word of God says, "Put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness." Put on the new man. And in Colossians chapter 3 and verse 10, it says, "Put on the new man which is renewed after knowledge, renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him." Put on the new man. Put on the new man. What does it mean for us to put on the new man? And what does it entail? How does it work? What is the result? And how important is it that we put on the new man? Well, turn with me, please, in your Bibles to Luke chapter 5. I think in Christianity, there's a lost understanding of putting on the new man. In Christianity, frequently, we think that putting on the new man is that we behave in a certain way. When I was first saved and before I was saved, I used to call it Christianese. Personally, I was revolted by it. I refused to get saved because of it. But there is no form of behavior that makes me a Christian. My Christianity, my faith, is not based on my performance. It's based on who dwells in me. It's based on the blood of Christ. It's based on what Christ did for me. It's not based on whether I respond well or poorly to circumstances. That's not the new man. But very often, I think, Christians think that putting on the new man is simply taking on a set of behaviors or a set of activities. But that has nothing to do with putting on the new man. You see, the problem that we get as believers is that we try to enter into these activities or into these behaviors. We try to act spiritual. What is acting spiritual anyway? How does it look? Acting spiritual is a meaningless endeavor because there is no definition given in the Word of God for what acting spiritual actually is. Now, there is a question of being spiritual, but that has nothing to do with my acting. It has to do with the condition of my heart. It has to do with whether or not the throne of my heart is occupied by the Spirit or by self. And in that is my spirituality. Spirituality is simply that I'm Spirit-filled. Well, what does Spirit-filled mean? That's kind of a vague statement. Spirit-filled means that the Holy Spirit, who literally dwells inside of me, has His way without me getting in the way. So what it's saying is Spirit-filled is self-empty. It's like we said the other day, when Christ increases in my life, I automatically decrease. I don't have to make myself decrease. That can't happen. Self can't eliminate self. But when Christ increases in my life, and when Christ increases in my thinking, I decrease. Thereby, I enter into spirituality. The new man is not something that I pretend or perform. The new man is Christ increasing, and therefore I decrease. Now, when I try to enter into a performance of the new man, the results are never good. That's called being religious. Sometimes it's legalistic. Sometimes it's hyper-spiritual. It's usually very subjective. But the results aren't good. Now, in Luke 5:36, the Word of God says, He told them a proverb. No one puts a patch from a new garment on an old garment. No one puts a patch from a new garment on an old garment. Isn't this what sometimes believers do? They try to be spiritual in the flesh. They try to perform spirituality. And they invariably go into a religious set of criteria for their performance in their behaviors. And so long as their behaviors are in a certain fashion, according to a religious criteria, then all of a sudden you say, okay, I'm spiritual. That has nothing to do with spiritual. That is a new patch on an old garment. You see, it's not me that can produce the new man. I can't produce him, I can't act him, I can't do anything with him. I can't perform him. I can't do anything with him. But Christ can increase. And there is the new man. When Christ increases in my life, I become spiritual. I become the new man. Now, I'm not saying that poor behavior and things like that are good or whatever. And yes, that needs to be dealt with in its proper fashion. What I am saying is that if I have poor behavior, I can't change it. And maybe I can even get myself to conform to a set of criteria, but that doesn't change the heart that produces it. What does change the heart is when Christ increases. You find somebody who gets properly built up in the Word of God, and you find somebody who's got a proper focus towards that Word of God, and I'll show you someone who over time will become a very sweet person. But not always quickly. Why? Because Christ increases. Christ doesn't just appear magically. Like, bing! He's there. No, He increases. This is why Paul says, I grow in the grace and the knowledge of Christ. Because how do I put on the new man? He is produced in me in knowledge. He's produced in me in doctrine, entering my frame of reference. Folks, I don't know how each individual in this room does with doctrine on a daily basis. But I'll tell you right now, if you're not getting it on a daily basis, you're not growing the way that you could be. I'm not saying you're not growing, period. I'm saying you're not growing in the way that you could be. I know that if I don't get properly built up every day in the Word of God, I can sense my flesh strengthened that day. Why? Christ didn't increase that day, and so I did. I didn't decrease because Christ didn't increase. A little bit that day, Christ decreased, and I increased. Putting on the new man comes from taking in the Word of God. My heart cannot be transformed except Christ increases in me through the taking in of the Word of God. And when I take it in, I mix faith with it. See, I think sometimes this is where believers lose growth. Is they handle the Word of God academically and intellectually, but they don't handle it in faith. I take in the Word, but I need to mix faith with it. In other words, it's not information alone. It's truth. It's reality. God tells me the way it is. It's not like an encyclopedia where who really cares what a bug can do. But I can have all the information about it. No. The Word of God, when I take it in, it gives me reality. But it's not going to be reality to me without mixing faith with what I've heard. And so, as I take in the Word, I'm renewed, I'm grown, the new man is formed in me. Now, if I do try to go that route, where I try to perform the new man, where I try through self-effort, instead of transformation, to have a certain behavior pattern according to a religious criteria, what happens? The garment is torn. In other words, it doesn't work. And the lack, the holes, will show. Now, continuing in Luke 5:36, no one puts on a patch from a new garment on an old garment. If he does, he will both tear the new one, and the patch from the new one will not match the old garment. Now, it doesn't say that he will tear the old garment. It says that the new garment, the new performance, if you will not last. It will not be successful. And the two performances will make that person very weird. That person is not the natural man and the spirit man, and or the attempted performance of the spirit man will not match up. What happens? Such a person becomes very double-minded. Such a person says, well, I should be this way. And yet in their heart and in their desire, in their longings, in their thinking, they're this other way. But I should, and this is the war between the religious flesh and the other end of the carnal flesh, the evil side of the tree of good and knowledge of good and evil that lives in me. And that person, as James put it in chapter 1, verse 8, becomes very unstable in all his ways. And the reason is he's double-minded. Because he doesn't have the mind of Christ. He has a religious mind that says, be good. And he has another side of the mind that says, be evil. And he becomes extremely unstable. And it's not that he has the mind of Christ versus the mind of the carnal man versus the Adamic mind. No, he's not operating actually in the mind of Christ at all. He's operating in a religious performance versus an outwardly carnal performance. Nonetheless, a performance. The way that the believer enters into putting on the new man is when Christ increases through doctrine taking over my frame of reference. And if Christ increases through doctrine taking over my frame of reference, I have the new man. In verse 37, no one pours new wine into old wineskins. If he does, the fresh wine will burst the skins, and it will be spilled, and the skins will be ruined. No one takes the spirit and pours it into the flesh. But sometimes we believers, we try to do that. We try to live according to the flesh, and we try to live according to the spirit at the same time. We try to build our inner man, but we still entertain and enter into the things that our flesh longed for. We don't let go of the old. We try to accommodate the old and still live in the new. And that does not work. All that that does is the new man shows me how wicked my old man actually is. And then I start entering into things like condemnation. Because on the one hand, I'm building my spirit. On the other hand, I haven't given up the things where God said, forsake those things. Didn't Jesus say, leave it all behind and follow me, pick up your cross, deny yourself? This is the man who does not deny self, but tries to pick up a cross apart from denying self. Now, when it says denying self, certainly there is an element of that that I cannot perform, but in truth, there is an element that is purely my volition. You see, one of the things I have a feeling that we Christians really lack, we American Christians lack in this day and age, is simply guts. Our Christianity all too often is very wimpy. And we're very self-indulgent. We're very indulgent of how I feel about things. As though that's what the world revolves around. How I feel around things. I know a person, when they were young, they were taken to counseling. And the counselor said something to them that knocked their socks off. You know what that counselor said to him? Said, you do realize, don't you, that you're not the center of the universe. But isn't that how we act as believers sometimes, like we're the center of the universe? And we get very upset if things just don't revolve around us. And how dare people and things not revolve around me? Well, let's get some guts here. We're not the center of the universe, folks. We may be Americans, but we're not the center of the universe. We may be the center of the planet, but we're not the center of the universe. Just kidding. We're not the center of the universe. But sometimes we tend to think that we are. You know what that is? New wine in old wineskins. Insisting on my rights and my ways as I'm trying to build the inner man. Christ did not insist on his rights and his ways. And I may not be Christ, but I'm not greater than the Master either. Yet how often do we do that? And if we do that, then how often do we do that, magnifying it in our minds? And we enter into this strange thought process where I am sacrificing myself. You're not sacrificing anything. You're sacrificing sense. No. That's not how it works. I don't try to sacrifice myself. I just let Christ increase. There it is. But when I do things of myself and call it service for God, it's still self. So when Christ increases in me, self is out of the picture regardless of what I'm doing. Do you get it? Christ increases, and by virtue of that, I have decreased. That happens through the Word of God and faith. But new wine must be put into fresh wineskins. In other words, the Spirit in me and the human spirit receiving from the Holy Spirit must be met with response. Not with holding on to the best part of Amalek. Do you get it? Folks, this can revolutionize our lives if we actually get this. Like, how many believers live in all kinds of hang-ups? And they're not happy about it either. But they live in all kinds of hang-ups. Why do you think that is? New wine and old wineskins. And no one after... Now get this next point. And this is a little bit of a strange point. No one after drinking old wine immediately desires new wine. What does that mean? If I start to live in the flesh, I won't long for the things of the Spirit. And even if I live in the flesh in a natural production, I will not long for things of the Spirit. And if the things of the Spirit come along and say to me, your natural production is not where it's at, I'll be offended in the flesh. Why? Because I always thought it was my flesh. Just my flesh being pretty or good or performing. But it's not. It's still the flesh. The way that we live as believers is we put on the new man. We don't try to do that in the flesh. But believer after believer in the Christian world tries to perform the new man. But you can't do it. You see, in Matthew 6:24, no one serves two masters. Either he'll love the one or hate the other, or he'll cling to the other and despise the first. But no one serves two masters. No one serves both the Spirit and the flesh. So trying to serve the Spirit in the flesh isn't going to work. You see, what is it when I get religious as a believer? It's simply my flesh trying to exalt itself in an effort to proclaim its own righteousness. But it doesn't work. And then when the rubber meets the road and the trial comes, I'll have no ability to stand. Because it wasn't the Spirit. See, a lot of times when something happens and I can't handle it, God brought that to show me where I am. Not to condemn me, but to wake me up. Saying, you need to be rightly related to truth. You need to be rightly related to the Word of God. You need to be rightly related to the things of God and of the Spirit. And if I'm going through situations and I'm losing it, well, that's a communication from God, allowing me to see where I am in that relation to the Spirit. And what do? I don't look inward at that point. Like, people will look inward when they hear something like that and say, oh, I'm so terrible. Oh, knock it off. Let's get out of kindergarten. When I do that, I need to turn to the Savior. And I need to meditate and masticate the Word of God. And I need to mix faith with what I hear. And I need to mix faith with His character towards me. And I need to stop exalting self and saying, oh, He can't possibly love me. You know what pride that is? You mean you're bigger than God? No, of course He loves you. And He even loves you right where you are. And He loves you enough to let you know when you're not properly related and Christ isn't increased, but you are in a religious effort. That new man, folks, it's not hard to put on. It's just hard to perform. Christ increases easily, but it's hard to perform. You see, in 2 Corinthians 5:17, if you're in Christ, you're already a new creature. So it's not something you have to perform. It's something that you have to magnify. And you magnify Christ. And what did He say? If I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. If He's lifted in my life, He draws me unto Him. And when He is lifted up, He increases. And I decrease. And suddenly my life is the life of the new man. It's not in the performance. It's in Christ increasing. And He increases through doctrine. Amen?